This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Glad to have you with us. And if you missed the first hour, Britt McHenry on the NFL's opening weekend and some of the outside scandals that are plaguing it. Very interesting. Go back and get the podcast, TheBingeThinker.com. Hour number two now underway. And we are still heart, mind, and soul concerned with our brethren in South Florida tonight. More than 6 million people have voluntarily displaced themselves to go to safer territory, and we are thankful for the ones that have heeded the warnings and gotten out and taking that extra precaution to be safe. Our prayers are for those that have not yet as well. And, you know, I'm looking at the headline at FoxNews.com. This is your last chance. Florida officials warning residents to get out of town as Irma Kane is approaching. Now, look at this. If you're watching on Biz TV tonight, the radar shot of this hurricane is wider than the widest portion of the southern peninsula of Florida at its widest point. That's pretty massive. That's pretty gnarly. It's going to be all up in their face, and if they're not getting out, they better have a good plan. That's the only thing that can be said, because they were given so much warning ahead of time. And then, of course, Hurricane Jose is almost on the exact same track right behind it and going faster than Hurricane Irma is. Irma's down to 135 miles an hour. I think Jose's still around 150, 160 miles per hour. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Our thoughts and prayers are with everybody, and we're hoping that they will be safe. On the second hour of the Radio Night Live broadcast, we often enjoy the insights of brilliant women in media. They range in a variety of different expertise. And a number of years ago when we started this segment, one of the very original contributors to it was a woman by the name of Ashley Papa. She works for Fox News during her day job. But she is also a writer. She's written and now had published a book called Vixen Investigations, which is kind of plays off of the stuff she's written about. She's written about relationships, particularly how to help navigate tricky or problematic or thorny relationships. And she rejoins us at the Kevin McCullough microphone tonight. I'm really glad to have her with us. Ashley, welcome back. So good to have you.
Hi, Kevin. Great to be back. How you doing?
Doing well. You're still working the day job. You're not doing as much writing, but people can still find everything you do write at ashleypapa.com. And you do have a couple of new pieces we want to point people to that we will discuss. But you sounded off, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, on your Facebook page about this article from Cosmo Magazine. And first of all, what was it about, and why did it make you so mad?
Well, you know, it just kind of ruffled my feathers, because it kind of attacks some traditional, you know, marriage values that, you know, that I think are nice, and turning it into like just a sexist act. So I don't know if I'd go to Cosmo for my relationship advice, you know, advise young girls to go there. But anyway, the article was on, said, don't ask your girlfriend's dad if you can marry her. So we all know this tradition, asking the, you know, your girlfriend's father, you know, pretty much for his blessing.
Right.
I'm letting him know that he wants to propose to his daughter, and they're pretty much, you know, shunning that, calling it a sexist act.
What's their rationale or basis for saying that it's sexism at play? How do they argue
pretty
that?
Pretty much. Well, you know, pretty much, you know, sum it up, they say, you know, I quoted it on my Facebook, that the writer says, there are a few things that demonstrate less respect for an adult woman than asking her dad if she's allowed to make one of the biggest decisions of her life. in an attempt to respect a woman's father, you're disrespecting her. So, I mean, I just think they have this kind of twisted. It's not about, it's more of just getting, like, the father's blessing. And it is a sign of respect, but in no way does it, how does it disrespect the, you know, the woman? You know, I don't know. How do you?
Well, I think that's a little bit explainable. I think what they are saying is that if a woman is fully independent and truly her own person, that obviously you should be asking her for her blessing in order to marry, which, by the way, you do. You put a ring on and you say, will you marry me? That usually indicates whether or not she gives her blessing to it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this real resentment, and it's kind of in the cosmo circle of the culture that seems to say that parental blessing is unneeded, parental authority is not legit, parents are not relevant to the equation or to the conversation. And so it doesn't surprise me, at least at the source, that Cosmopolitan is the one that's putting this idea forward, because I think they think they're reaching a woman that is so evolved and so independent that that she doesn't believe that, that her father's view of what she does relates to her at all.
Right. And, I mean, yes, in the end, you know, it's the woman who decides if she's going to marry the guy or not. But even independent women are still, you know, just because they're independent women doesn't mean that they don't have any relationship with their father and they don't care about what their parents think.
Right.
You know, I think that, and again, it's kind of more of a sign, it's a tradition and it's a respect thing to the dad. So, you know, it's not like asking permission. And, like, there are different situations, like maybe the female doesn't have a dad or a good relationship with her father, you know, so obviously there are different situations. But even some of my, like, more liberal friends, like, kind of agree that, you know, it's more about the tradition. And just having that, like, blessing from the parents that, you
know. I'm really curious as to what my listeners think. 888-340-3373. We'd like to take your calls specifically on this issue. Do you consider it sexist for the man to ask the girl's dad for his blessing on their marriage? And if so, why or why not? If you don't, why not? If you do, why? Because obviously Cosmo thinks they're on firm ground here, and everybody knows where I'm going to come down on this. By the way, I did ask the lovely bride's dad, and I said specifically, I said, I'm not asking for your permission, I'm asking for your blessing, because this is hard enough. If everything goes in your favor, marriage is hard enough to do. With tacit permission. I want full support. I want blessing. I want you to be on our side. I want us to be one family, so to speak. I was right. Marriage is an up and down thing. Life is an up and down thing. You get close to someone, you live with them, you see all of their flaws, they see all of yours. It is an intense 24-hour-a-day cycle. That's hard to do if you don't have support from your family members backing you up.
Right. I, you know, agree. And it's more about having that support. And, you know, honestly, it's like if dad were to say, you know, no, I don't approve of this, do you think that a couple would, I mean, really back out of getting married? I mean, they probably might still just go through with it, and it might lead to some angst between the daughter, like them and the daughter's family.
I actually do think there are a number of girls that would say, at least they would pause and say, Dad, what's your objection? And I think it might be a little bit of a red flag that slows some people down on the, you know, on hitting the accelerator into this, which probably, if the dad is uneasy, there may be some good reasons why he is.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you're one to respect your parents' opinion, then it's worth hearing them out. But again, it depends on the relationship that you have with your dad or your parents.
Sure. Sure, no doubt. Well, let me ask you, Ashley Papa, because you're in a long-lasting relationship. You want your guy to go ask your dad for your hand before he comes in and asks you?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think it's not even just the like the permission. It's just, you know, would love your support, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's gonna do it if he... If he, you know, I hope so, like, if he wants to. So But yeah, I mean, having the parents' blessing means a lot.
Well, the idea that that it's a blessing and not just strict permission, I think, is a little bit different too, because a lot of people don't catch the kind of ancient Hebraic idea of what this is. But when you have your mom and dad saying, you know, we're with you, you know, we're going to be here, you can turn to us, you can ask us for help, we're going to be around, we're going to stay involved, we're not going to go anywhere. I think that gives that couple a tremendous advantage. And if you've got both sets of parents that are willing to be that way, I think that's even better. So we'll take some calls and we'll mix it up with Ashley Papa. By the way, she's also author of the book Vixen Investigation. You're going to want to get a copy of this because she's got the mayoral affairs. There's some really cool, through the working of fiction, she's worked in some really great advice for your relationships. It's a very novel idea to a novel. And it's a great way to, get some input on your relationships as well. Anyway, Kevin McCullough coming back. We're live from New York, the Ladies' Lounge. Ashley Papa is with us, and we hope that you will stay with us as well.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, thank you for being here. It's Kevin McCullough. It's hour number two of Radio Night Live, and it is the Ladies Lounge, and Ashley Papa is with us. And we are watching Hurricane Irma. It's a Cat 3 at this point, moving west-northwest at about 7 miles per hour, but gale force winds, 133 mile an hour plus, gusting up to 150 plus. It's going to be bad. Probably hit the Miami level of Florida somewhere around 2 a.m., and then we'll progress on up the peninsula through the night. So for people that have not gotten out, they are still trying to. It is a very difficult situation for them, and we'll continue to try to keep you posted as we can through the evening. All right, 888-340-3373 is my number. Normally we don't take calls during the Ladies Lounge, but some of you wanted to weigh in on the issue of whether or not the story in Cosmopolitan that Ashley Papa was just telling us about bears any significance. Is it sexist? This is Cosmopolitan's view. It's sexist for the man to ask the father-in-law, the potential father-in-law, for permission or blessing to marry said father's daughter. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Ashley continues with us. You can read all of her stuff at ashleypapa.com, and she wrote about this a couple of weeks ago. Let's go to Reno, Nevada on line two. Jason is there. Hello, Jason. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough and Ashley Papa. What's your thought?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Thanks. The term sexism gets thrown around so much these days. It's sometimes hard to mince apart what the true intention behind the idea is. And I generally like to kind of swap the roles up completely and then is a little test to see if something might be sexist. And in this case, you know, you've never heard of a woman asking a man's mother if it's okay to marry him. You know, I'm sure it's happened before, but it's not something that is hardly ever done. So in that way, it's kind of a double standard. And, you know, you're asking why some people might think it's sexist. And I think that's the way that it could be looked at. It's still, you know, it's a good idea to have the parents on board, like you were saying earlier. Yeah. In any case, it just makes life easier. But a good idea can still be a sexist idea because it's only applied to one gender. And it's not in the reverse.
Yeah.
Is that, you know what I'm saying?
It's actually applied to a sex and not a gender, but that's a different discussion. Jason, I do get what you're saying. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Ashley, what's your response to Jason's observation there?
Well, I mean, I get where he's coming from, but, you know, it is like a old-fashioned tradition that and the man asks the woman to marry him, and so he goes to the father to, you know, for the blessing, and you know, I think it's weird. Like, I wouldn't go to my boyfriend's mom and ask for permission to, you know, marry, you know, because I don't know.
Wouldn't buy a big diamond and put it on his finger. Like,
right. I mean, it seems backwards to me. And, like, I get, like, it's 2017 and, you know, more progressive, but I think some of these old traditions that revolve around marriage, you know, they're kind of there for a reason, and, you know, it's fine if you don't want to do it, but I guess, you know, I'm just more old-fashioned.
Sure. Well, I think there's even something beyond that that is at work here, and I think that Jason actually touched on it. I think that this stems from a patriarchal society in which fathers were not idiots, but fathers were actually protectors, providers for their families. And there was a certain degree of protection and provision that father had provided for that daughter the entire time she was growing up. And he's now entrusting that provision and protection to now come through a different human vehicle, so to speak, that would be moving into her life. And, it, you know, for all the discussion of how interchangeable men and women are and how you completely, you can substitute one for the other and not have any, you know, problem with it, that doesn't really hold for very long when people, we are still, by necessity, a patriarchal society. And let me give you an example. I'm in a burning building, I'm 6'2", I'm 200 plus pounds. You send up a 5'4" firefighting woman on the ladder to try to rescue me from the window, I'm going to get out and carry her down the ladder. Like, it's not, that doesn't make her less than me, it makes us different. And I think that the idea that we are different as men and women in our sex, not, this gender thing, it's going to ruin everything. There's a great piece in The Federalist this last week. Bethany Mandel wrote a piece about how the transgender movement is ruining the gay marriage movement. Because they're eliminating all kinds of distinctions that nobody ever intended to eliminate, that were just kind of extensions of where the gay marriage movement took it. But it's now creating real problems in, like, childhood classrooms and kindergarten class, where a girl calls a boy who looks like a boy by a boy's name. The boy says, "I'm identifying as Mary today." She gets sent to the principal's office for an hour and is interrogated for an hour without ever being allowed to call her parents. I mean, it's gotten to that weird kind of, that's kind of the opposite of what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is just some basic understanding of, hey, that dad invested a lot of life into that daughter, and let's face it, he probably paid for a lot of stuff for her growing up. You know, ballet shoes, college. Is it bad for the father to pay for the wedding? I mean, are they not gonna say, well, we don't want dad paying for the wedding now because of the sexist overtones of him having to pay for it?
Right. I mean, yeah, it's like, where does it stop? And, you know, I think maybe eventually, like, young guys today, when they grow up, they're not going to even know to, you know, ask the girl's dad, unless it's taught that that's what you used to do. That was the respectful thing to do.
Right.
So you might even get to the point where they don't even know to do it, and it won't even happen anymore.
Well, and where you try to solve that problem is by teaching the young women
that's
what they're going to insist upon. No, I can't marry you until you talk to my dad. All right, 888-340-3373. If you've got comments or questions about that, we'll take more of them. 888-340-3373. Ashley, you wrote a piece for another publication called SheKnows.com, mm-hmm. and I don't know anything about that website, but the piece you wrote, and I'm sure it's available at AshleyPapa.com. I want people to go there to read it. How to deal when you don't get along with your in-laws. And I'm curious, first of all, is it possible to come up with things that actually do help here? Because, you know, that's one of those relationships. You marry the person, you get the family. There's no, like, whatever that is, no matter how crazy or nuts that is, that's just part of the equation. You're stuck with it. That's what you get. So is it really possible to come to the ability to be able to do that? Let's talk about that when we come back. Ashley Papa's with us. Her book is called Vixen Investigations, The Mayoral Affairs, and you want to get a copy of it because she's used a lot of her wealth as a relationship writer, put it into this story that helps people understand how to protect and shield their relationships even better in the days to come. She's our guest tonight here on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough is my name. You want to get a copy of this podcast, TheBingeThinker.com. Join the social media. You can watch us tonight on Facebook Live as well. We're live there even as we speak. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. you can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Music from the Hot Sardines tonight, live from New York. Glad you're with us. That was a live shot, if you're watching on Biz Television, of Times Square. The interesting thing about that is if you turn on your TV and you see live shots of Key Largo right now in Florida, the hurricane just bearing down. Their first winds have begun to hit, and they have 95-mile-per-hour force. They are they're 95 miles off of Key Largo, but they're already getting the sustained winds. It's 130-mile-per-hour winds, gusting up to 155 at some points in time. And so our thoughts and prayers are with them. If you turn on the cable systems, everybody's pulled in their A-list reporters and so forth, because this is this is big. This is the biggest storm that I think we have had in North America in ages, and it is even at a Cat 3, which is what it's at now. It's still bigger than the southern peninsula of the state. So just imagine 6 million people's homes. You're just hoping that it survives and makes it through and they can outlast it And it's going to be a couple of days before it even moves all the way through there. And then just this other note, and Ashley Papa is remaining with us, and she and I both have a connection to the Fox News Channel. I am seen on there somewhat regularly. But I would like to express personal sympathy to the Bowling family. Eric is no longer part of the Fox News family, but that was just announced on Friday. But he lost his, I think his oldest son, in the last 24 hours, and we're not sure of what happened, but my heart is hurting for he and his wife and the rest of their children tonight as Eric Chase Bowling, a young 20-year-old kid, is no longer with us. So just thoughts and prayers for the Bowling family tonight as well. Ashley, thank you for holding on. Your piece that people can read at ashleypapa.com deals with in-laws. Who did you go to get the advice that you cultivated for this particular piece?
I talked to several experts and even just some friends, you know, what their thoughts are. And even whether you get the family's blessing or not with marriage, you know, sometimes you can't help that one person or a few people in your, you know, spouse's family that you don't get along with. So
let's talk about some of the things that are key to making at least the relationship as good as it can be. Look, you may never be able to make it good, but there are things mm-hmm. you can do that can definitely make it worse. So how do we avoid making it worse?
Well, I think avoiding certain topics, like if you know that there are things that kind of get maybe a family member off, you know, whether it's politics, religion, you know, whatever, just stay away from that. You know, if one of your spouse's family members, you know, talks bad about your spouse, you know, sometimes it's best just to walk away. You can't really get into a fight with these people because they are your spouse's family,
right.
And which makes it your family as well. So I think maybe distancing yourself from certain situations and setting boundaries and even just making sure your partner knows what, you know, your feelings and they understand them is important too.
One of the things that sometimes changes the dynamic is when one of the in-laws either passes away or becomes single again or divorces, and then someone new is introduced into the mix. It's mm-hmm. probably amplified even more so to try to be aware of what you were just talking about under those circumstances.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's, you know, new blood in the mix now. So, and you don't really know where this person's coming from, and it's, you know, they're new to not just you, but probably the whole family as well. So that's another dynamic.
You talk about in one section of it that if you can do anything possible, find a way to make a connection of some sort. What do you mean, and how easy is that to do?
Yeah, so I mean, it's just like it can be about talking about anything. Like if they're into, you know, a sports team, or they're into, you know, Wheel of Fortune or dogs, or even just the weather. Just try and find any common ground with them that you can small talk with them, and just try and build like a friendlier connection. So it doesn't have to be something super serious and super deep. Just really anything that you can both kind of talk about on like a calm level.
Is it ideal to think that you can develop a meaningful relationship with the in-laws, or is it okay to just have the okay superficial kind of relationship?
I think it's okay to have, you know, it doesn't have to be deep, because, you know, the reality is, like, how often do you see your in-laws? I mean, it's not like we're seeing them every weekend, you know, or every month. Like, I don't know about you, but I don't even see some of my close cousins, you know, maybe
all
once a
often.
Year.
Yeah.
So, you know, the reality is it's not like you're...
So do the best you can. Make a connection where mm-hmm. you can. Stay away from the troubling stuff. It's all common sense. Ashley Papa, I love that about you. You're just nothing but common sense.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
888-676. All right, Calvin McCullough, glad you're with us. I'm starting to wonder if I should hate Twitter. Ask me why, Ivan. Owen, ask me why. Why? Well, I was reading about this story. Megan Fox is a writer for PJ Media. And so it's, yes, it's a bunch of bloggers. But she happens to write for them. And she wrote about the trials of one Twitter user named Activist Mommy Number One. And Activist Mommy Number One has been banned, or at least she was for a short time. Now, I think she's back because I think she followed me on the Twitter earlier today when I wrote about this. But Twitter banned this mommy because she said something disfavorable toward Vogue magazine. I'm sorry, Teen Vogue magazine's anal sex guide. So let's examine the elements that we have just in that one sentence. We have a teen magazine that is published primarily for girls that evidently published an anal sex guide. Number one. Number two, it's for teens. You know, teenagers? I don't want my 12, 13, 14-year-old knowing anything about this. In fact, if I can keep them from knowing anything about sex by about that age, I'm going to be happy too, but that's probably unrealistic. But here's the thing. Publishing a guide? So the teen magazine written for girls, who I'm just going to wager on most days don't have parents when they do tell their teenage daughter about sex that they bring up anal sex. I'm guessing that the average conversation that goes on about what you tell your teenage daughter about when it comes to sex is basically how babies are made. And that has nothing to do what Teen Vogue put into this guide. So, naturally, a mommy who has a daughter that she happens to care about, maybe more than one, takes some sort of umbrage when the local Teen Vogue cover, seen at checkout lines at grocery stores at eye level for every teen daughter that is in existence, happens to have on the front, check out our new anal sex guide. Right there on the cover. So imagine, you know, the mommy says, and this is all she tweeted. I'm going to read you her tweet. This got her banned from Twitter. Congrats, Philip, because that was who wrote the thing. Having a hard time. Something about the magazine just awarded you for a magazine just awarded you for teaching kids sodomy. Way to recruit for the Advocate magazine, which is the magazine that targets people who engage in homosexual activity. So that's what she's doing. She's criticizing two publications, the Advocate magazine, which is kind of more the general magazine for the gay community in America, and also Teen Vogue for teaching them about sodomy. Now, usually when you hear the word sodomy, you're like, oh, come on, they're just using that word to be inflammatory towards gays. No, when the guide that you publish deals exclusively with anal sex, that's about as sodomy as it gets. So, because if you, the police officers that were found guilty of sodomizing someone that they were mistreating, yeah, they stuck a broom handle in the you-know-where. So, this mom, this becomes more incredible the more you realize it. So this mom, just being a normal mom, goes, I'm not really into my daughter being assaulted on the cover of the Teen Vogue or in the Teen Vogue that she buys and then takes home and she's reading. I'm not really into my teen daughter getting the Teen Vogue and learning all about sodomy, literal sodomy, when she's just a teenager. Okay, we found it. Congrats, Philip. A Sodomite magazine just awarded you for teaching kids sodomy. Way to recruit there. The Advocate mag. And then she hashtags it, Pull Teen Vogue. So she's on board. This mommy's on board with stores no longer carrying the Teen Vogue magazine. So that's all she put up. That's what she put up on her Twitter. And now Twitter has decided to ban this mommy. Now, my question is simple. What'd the mom do? What'd the mom do wrong? I know a lot of moms that actually would agree with and kind of have the same reaction to, and maybe even take the same actions as what this mom did. How is what this mom did in some way inflammatory, hateful, bigoted, dangerous, whatever else that Twitter usually uses as the criteria for banning people from being on their platform? What is that in that statement? A magazine published for teenage girls is teaching them how to have anal sex, which girls can't even have by themselves. So you're introducing dangerous behavior to them on multiple levels. And a mom says, you know, I'm not really digging that much. And I think that that shouldn't be. So if you're not going to change it, pull the magazine. We don't want that magazine in our local. And Twitter goes, nope, sorry, you're going to, you're not going to get it. Now, let's see. I'm being told by my research department that the Philip then responded with a pic of two men kissing, with one sticking his middle finger to the camera with a rainbow-colored fingernail. All right, so that's a nice way to respond. Nonetheless, are parents not supposed to have objections to what their teenagers are exposed in current culture? When you label yourself a teen magazine? The values of anal sex.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
tonight, live from New York, and our thoughts and prayers as you see a very blissfully peaceful night in Manhattan there on your screen if you're watching on Biz TV. A very opposite of that in Miami, Tampa, St. Pete, Jacksonville, all the way up the peninsula tonight in Florida. The hurricane beginning to make landfall. They're still 95 miles, the eye is still 95 miles out of the Florida Keys. It's coming off of Cuba, but it is so wide that it covers the entire gap of ocean from Cuba to Florida, and is already, the outer rims of it are already going over land. So you're starting to see some of the stuff coming on board, and we're going to keep praying and hoping for the best for everyone impacted by Hurricane Irma tonight. Hashtag ErmaCane if you're helping people get support and so forth on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, we were just talking about the activist mommy and how she's been banned. It's too bad we can't ban stupid celebrities. I mean ones that are, you know, like they make rocks look smart. Jennifer Lawrence. You remember Jennifer Lawrence? She was the Academy Award-winning. What was she in? Silver plates or silver forks or silver spoon? What? Silver linings. Yeah. And it was all about, what, a dance contest that she had with an Eagles fan or something? Not the Eagles music, the Philadelphia Eagles. Anyway, she was good in that role. It was a cute movie. But here's the thing. She said this last week. She actually put on Twitter. So, again, she didn't just think these words. She then thought about writing them down. And then she didn't just write them down for herself, for her own personal edification. She put them on Twitter for the entire God-given universe to see. And she said, hurricanes may be nature's wrath for real Donald Trump's victory. It's so funny when Hollywood types do this. Okay, so she can't call it God because she doesn't, I guess, believe in God. But nature somehow has supernatural power that can exhort vengeance upon its enemies in some way, right? So that's the thing. Nature is now God. He's now supernatural, she, whatever, it. They are supernatural, and they are ticked that Donald Trump got elected, and so now it, they, she, he, the nature, is now exacting vengeance against Donald Trump for the actions of 300 million people. Because, you know, there were a lot of people that voted and some that didn't. And so you have the actions of 300 million, the majority of 300 million people, and they did something. They elected a president, and now nature, who she's pretending is God but won't say God's name, is expressing wrath as though he was carrying out vengeance. You know, thus saith the Lord, vengeance is mine. So the nature is carrying out the wrath against the Donald Trump, who just stand there going, what'd I do? Okay, so Jennifer Lawrence thinks hurricanes may be nature's wrath. Most Americans think Jennifer Lawrence needs a brick for a brain. Be smarter.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
468